Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life.
Good evening and happy Tuesday. As Atlanta Life Radio presents, There is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show host, Allie, and her co-host, Doc, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the host or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen so that you can take notes as you go along with us on this journey this evening. And now, without further ado, please join me in a virtual applause as I welcome to the air our host, Allie. Allie?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of There is Life After Layoff. I'm Allie Ward, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elite Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And you can find out more about Doc and her services through her website at www.elise, which is spelled E-L-I-S-E, psychologicalservices.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can always do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on Twitter. You will find me tweeting at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at hashtag AllieWard45. So on behalf of Doc, Mel D, and myself and the entire There is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to the experience of being laid off. Now, tonight, I am being joined by our executive producer, Mel D, as we explore the power of thank you tonight. Now, this is going to be an interesting conversation and discussion for so many reasons, and one of those reasons is that I believe that the majority of people today really don't understand the actual power that these two small words hold. And so with that said, I want to say thank you for joining me tonight, Mel D, and ask if you would agree with that statement.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on air this evening. And, you know, as we were discussing the topic for tonight's show, it just brought back to mind how in this fast-paced world of ours, how people no longer do common courtesies like please and thank you. So I think our conversation tonight is very befitting of our culture for today. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you and I will discuss in just conversational and dialogue how powerful those words are and really how they open up our life to more meaning and more happiness.
Absolutely. So, again, thank you for joining me. And, you know, we are all ready to be enlightened. But as we always want to do is before we get started, we have a couple of brief announcements. So I want to remind our listeners that we are here to use this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff or other life-altering event. We are not here to complain, ridicule, or point fingers at our former employers or colleagues, and we are definitely not here to feel sorry for ourselves. But mostly we're here so that we can share with you our journeys of rediscovery and empowerment. But most of all, the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we're here to serve you, the community, as we give you a voice by offering you an opportunity to share your story so that you know that you're not alone. So with that said, I invite our listeners to call in and share with us this evening. If you want to be a part of this conversation, if you just want to share your story, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. And we certainly do look forward to talking with you. And one last announcement before we get started. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy to do that because we have all of our past recorded shows uploaded, and we have an automatic player box there on the programming page. So all you have to do is click on the show you want to listen to, and there you will, it will start playing for you. And what's so convenient is that we are also on iTunes. So you can take it with you, upload it to your mobile device, search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. And all of our past recorded shows are available, but tonight's live show will actually be able to upload to your mobile device within a half hour after it airs. So we again, we thank you for continuing to tune in and for continuing to catch up on what you may have missed. Now we're actually ready to get started with our conversation tonight. Okay, we're talking about two words, thank you. Now, who would ever think that such a simple phrase could be so powerful? But more importantly, let's talk about also the power of Thanksgiving. And I'm not talking about the holiday. I'm not talking about turkey, cranberry sauce, you know, macaroni and cheese. No, I'm talking about what I'm referring to as being thankful and appreciative for the blessings that we have been given. Now, personally speaking, and especially after I got laid off, I actually started to rediscover and appreciate the power of Thanksgiving along this journey and the role that it plays in my being able to fully realize and walk in my God-ordained purpose. Now, before we even get started, though, in talking about the importance of being thankful or grateful, even talking about being humble in our walk, I wanted to make a point that, you know, in my opinion, society as a whole has really forgotten how to or either in too much of a hurry to say please or thank you. Okay, think about that. Now, how many times have you yourself, me included, have been in a rush, maybe in a grocery store or wherever, you know, and you didn't bother to say please or thank you to the store clerk or the person helping you? I'm guilty. You know, I'm going to point the finger at myself. And my point is that oftentimes we're in too much of a rush to show appreciation. So when I started paying attention to this in my own life, you know, I have vowed to make a conscientious effort to say please or thank you, even if I'm just going through the fast food line or somewhere where I'm in and out, you know, and it has made all the difference. Now, that brings me to my next point. Now, you know, Mel D, Doc and I have had this conversation many, many times about the quality of customer service these days, or should I say the lack thereof, okay, because there are very few companies or organizations that we feel today actually pride themselves on providing good customer service. So when we get good customer service these days, we're actually surprised by it, and then we're on the phone calling each other saying, guess what, this company has excellent customer service, because it's surprising to us these days. Now, what I think that boils down to is that a lot of companies have forgotten one of the most basic rules of marketing, and that is word of mouth is the best form of advertising. Okay? Now, just recently, I talked to my sister, and she gave me permission to share this story because it just happened to her last week. Now, she was dealing with a particular government agency, and I'm not going to get into the details because that doesn't matter. But anyway, she was attempting to handle some business for my dad, and she has power of attorney for my dad. Well, I don't know what kind of day the person she was dealing with was having, but you know, in my opinion, what she shared with me about the attitude and the rudeness of the responses of that person to my sister's inquiries was very antagonistic and definitely uncalled for. But I'm so proud of my sister because instead of going off on this person who obviously was having a bad day, she simply said, thank you, and have a nice day, and then she ended the conversation. Well, you know, after we spoke about it, and a few minutes later, she texted me and said that she was actually able to find someone inside the same agency who happened to have a working relationship with one of her colleagues. So as a result, she was able to get my father's situation rectified. And I strongly believe that it was how she handled that situation that made all the difference in it turning in her favor. So I believe that was kind of like a little test, you know, but, you know, she passed the test. But you know what, Melody, we teach our children at a very young age to say please and thank you and to be polite. And then guess what? We as adults, we turn around and act a fool when somebody pushes our buttons, mm-hmm. right? So and I'm guilty of that. You know, I have to remember sometimes that I have my children with me, and it's like, oh, you know, I can't expect them to do something that I'm not doing. Mm-hmm. But then there's one life lesson that my mother taught me when I was growing up, and she would always tell me that you should act the complete and total opposite of the way that people expect you to act. And that, let me tell you, that little simple piece of advice has helped me to diffuse or disarm a lot of hostile or volatile situations in my life. It's simple, but it holds true, and it has helped me to keep the peace in my home and in other relationships, including working relationships. Now, one other point I wanted to make, and then I'm going to engage you in the conversation, is that as we relate this, saying thank you or showing appreciation to the workforce, I believe that a lot of companies don't make it a regular practice of cultivating an environment of appreciation in the workplace, and that's very disheartening to me. And, you know, especially now with the state of the economy, and since a lot of wages of a lot of companies for their employees have become pretty much stagnant for millions of workers, you know, showing appreciation can actually be the next best motivator for employers. But I don't think they recognize that, and so then we have companies filled with unfulfilled or unhappy employees. Now, when I was working in corporate America, I can remember that once I had finally awakened to the fact and embraced the attitude that I worked unto God and for God in the spirit of excellence, it didn't matter what people thought. So I didn't work for that appreciation or that accolade. I stopped taking things personal, and I realized that, you know, I could never please everyone anyway. So, you know, at that point, that's when I really started working to please God. And you know what? It allowed me to have more peace in doing my job. Now, one of my responsibilities before I got laid off was planning a, you know, yearly commencement. And, of course, that was a huge undertaking, but I knew that I could not accomplish that without the assistance of several of my colleagues. So, you know, I always made it a point to thank all the people and individuals and departments who worked with me, including vendors, for their assistance, you know, with helping to make that event a successful one, because that was important to me. And, you know, I wanted to let them know how much I appreciated their assistance and teamwork. So, you know, with all of that said, Melody, I wanted to find out, what are your thoughts about the power of thank you and some of the points that I've made?
Well, I'm just going to deviate just a little bit from, because mm-hmm. all of the points that you make are all right on target. But I want to just go back to basics in terms of when you say courtesy, there was a word that was put before it, common courtesy, which means that it was common, it was a common practice in the American culture to say please and thank you. So as
right.
children, we were taught common courtesies. When mm-hmm. someone opens the door for you, you say thank you.
Right.
When a child is asking for a cookie, what was the magic word? We even now do it with our animals. We go, say please, Okay.
Right.
So what has happened to common courtesy? What has happened to common courtesy? And I'm going to go back to something you were talking about in our corporate culture. We have made courtesy elitist. And what I mean by that is you go to a 5-star restaurant, you're going to, thank you, please, how can I serve you? How can I make your experience in our restaurant or in our hotel the best experience? That's their 5-star. Now go to a 3-star hotel, now you may or may not get those courtesies. And we're being conditioned to expect courtesy at the highest elitist levels. Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go so back to basics. When we were taught as children, when you rise up in the morning, there was a song, Rise and Shine and Give God the Glory, Glory. We were taught that song as children in school. We were taught that when you wake up in the morning, the first person you thank for waking up for a new day is who? God. Thank you, God. Okay? When we sit down to eat our food, we bless it and we thank God that we have food to eat. We thank. We were thanking throughout the day. What happened?
Right.
I don't understand, you know, and I go back to you were talking about corporate America. I go back to corporate America. Corporate America has packaged courtesy to be elitist. There's a phrase, and I keep repeating that because there's a phrase that says you get what you pay for. No, that's not true. If I'm paying a dollar for something, that I should receive the same common courtesy for the dollar exchange of services as I do $10.
Exactly.
What's the difference? It's a human-to-human transaction. What's the difference?
Right.
And so I just think we all need to just take a minute and just reflect on the power of the word thank you, and it has to start with us exercising it at the start of our day because it will set the agenda for the day, and you'll just get used to saying it and used to saying it. And I actually see people, and we also have to talk about a sincere thank you versus an insincere thank you. We have to talk about that as we go further into this conversation. But initially, you know, when you say thank you, you say it with a smile, and it evokes a smile reaction back from whomever you're saying it to. It's a very basic, common, human-to-human transaction that makes people feel worthy and makes them feel good.
Absolutely.
I was, like, shocked this morning to hear about the young gentleman, he was young, who went to work at FedEx this morning out in Cobb County, and whatever was going on in his workplace, in his environment, he went in with guns and shot 6 of his coworkers.
Oh, my goodness.
What is happening where people, workforce violence is up? You know, when you were talking about when you were at work, you thanked your people along the way, but I know of so many employees who have thankless jobs. We've all heard that phrase. You know, from the sanitation worker, when the garbage men come to pick up our garbage, and if I'm outside, I say thank you.
Right.
And I get the biggest smiles, and if the garbage doesn't completely go into the garbage truck, they'll pick up the debris that fell on the curb. Now, if I didn't say thank you, I think they would have left that debris right there on the curb.
Exactly.
You know, so it evokes us, thank you, to me, evokes another human to act at a higher level.
Exactly.
It really does. But we need to bring it down from elitist to more common courtesies. What do you think about that? Absolutely.
And that goes back to what I was saying. You know, even if I'm in the grocery store, you know, a simple please or thank you. You know, and when I'm walking out, generally, you know, the store that I go to on a regular basis, you know, someone always says, thank you, have a great day. And I'll respond back. When before, I would just take that for granted and just, you know, ignore it or act like I didn't hear it and just keep it moving. And so, you know, like I said, I've made it a conscientious thing for me to respond back to those people because they're providing us a service. So what, they're grocery store clerks? Somebody's got to do the job, you know, and if I'm going through and I find I get better service going through the drive-thru, you know, if I'm placing an order over the speaker, the monitor, and I say please or thank you, you know, I get better service.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you know, there was a particular situation where I'm in a fast food establishment. I'm not going to call the name, but every time I go in there, I get phenomenal customer service. And so one day, it was just in my heart, I found a manager. I went and asked for a manager, and I told him, I said, you know what, I love coming in here. I said, I have not had a bad customer service experience any time that I've been in your establishment, and I just wanted to let you know. You know, and to me, that tells him, okay, he's training his people properly, you know, and then he can, you know, bless somebody from my blessing him with those kind words. And a lot of times, like I was saying, we get too much of a rush. And I want to also kind of pull into the conversation the use of social media has, I think, had an effect on some of the disconnectedness that we have and showing appreciation or communicating with people, because, you know, we've gotten used to email and texting and, you know, that kind of thing.
But you know something, Allie? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're bringing up a good point with technology. You know, it's shortening the English language, okay?
Yeah.
It's cutting off words. But I find, like, let's just say Twitter, where you only have so many characters.
Right.
I still find time, if I have to cut out a word to say thank you, mm-hmm. and thank you is not thanks. There is a difference. Thank you personalizes mm-hmm. it to you, human
right.
to human. Thanks could be to anything. It's to me,
mm-hmm.
it's just
mm-hmm.
in the air. Thank
right.
you has more power behind it. I mean, how do you feel when someone says, thank you, Alicia?
Great, that they recognize
mm-hmm.
me and they
mm-hmm.
singled me out.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, that personalizes the message.
I feel the same
know?
Way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have to slow down, first of all, and recognize that, you know, like you said, and you made I didn't even think about it that way, that, you know, we only expect good service at the elite, you know, top level, but it should filter all the way down.
That's right. And we're willing to pay more. Why are we, as the American public, willing to pay more for common courtesy?
That's funny.
It's like we were trained animals. We were trained dogs, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't get
funny.
Courtesy at 3-star and below. Don't expect common courtesy here. You got to go over there and pay more money if you need all of that. If you want common courtesy, you need to go over there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's ridiculous.
My goodness. We're paying people
yes.
to treat us badly.
Why should a hospital system need a law to tell them that they have to make sure that every patient has a good experience? Why do we have
God.
To have a law that says that?
Oh, my goodness. That's sad, actually.
It's actually sad.
That is
I mean,
sad.
Yes. Yes, and I'm just – when I start really looking at and examining all of our systems from government to corporate America to even our church,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
where
mm.
is please and thank you? Where are
yeah.
they? What
right.
has happened? Why
right.
are we so conditioned to not exercise common courtesy? It should be second nature. It shouldn't even be something you have to remember to do. It should be an
right.
automatic response to just reacting from you to one person.
Right.
It's
right.
actually amazing. Yes. And, you know, I have found that in some situations, when you say the word please, that people actually think you're weak.
Really?
Yeah. It's sort of like, would you please do this instead of, no, don't say please. You tell her she needs to do X, Y, and Z. She's being paid to do that.
Wow.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, she's being paid to do a service, but my human interaction with her has to be courteous.
Right. Wow.
I don't, think about that. A lot of people can relate to hearing that phrase. Why do I have to say please? She's being paid or he's being paid to do that. It's
wow.
amazing how we have unconditioned ourselves to common courtesy.
That's so unacceptable. But, like, you know,
yes.
just like what I shared, you know, I learned that in marketing 101 when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
The best form of advertisement is word of mouth. So, you know, companies, come on, wake up. You're shooting yourself in the foot, you know, because 9 times out of 10, if I'm getting bad service somewhere from somebody who has that kind of an attitude, I'm not going back. I'm not going to pay you to treat me bad.
Right.
You know, because there's another company somewhere else that has the same type of service that I'm willing to pay my money to get better service.
And think about those companies that are really, I would say, some of our top companies today and service providers, whether they're like a McDonald's or they're a there is a store. When you walk in, they say, welcome to, you know, some of the employees, they're actually trained to say that. The minute you walk in the door, the gas station, I can't think of the name of them, I'm sorry. But the minute you walk through the door, they say, welcome to Quick Trip.
Mm-hmm.
They automatically say it. The minute they hear, they put a chime at their door, so every time that door opens, they hear a chime. And when they hear the chime, they say, welcome to Quick Trip.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, and did you also notice that once there's a transaction, they say thank you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's not a difficult thing to do.
No.
And what I always notice is when I go to the Quick Trip, when I look over at Quick Trip, it's packed. When I look over at BP, there's always a pump available. I wonder what the difference is.
That's funny. But you know what? And I've talked about this show before, but I thought about it over the weekend when I was watching an episode of this program. Somebody must recognize that there's a problem with corporate America recognizing their employees or appreciating their employees, because the show Undercover Boss is one of those shows that I watch, and I'm blessed by it every time, because this particular episode that I watched was about a company that was started by a Cuban American, and, you know, he passed it on to his son, and he went out, you know, as an undercover boss and, you know, wanted to get to know his employees. But beyond the show, and when I tell you he blessed those people who he came in contact with, but beyond the show, he said that he had to make an effort. He said, after the show, I'm going to continue to go back out and meet my employees. I need to know them. I need to know who's working for me. So they showed him still going out in the field as himself, as the CEO of the company, meeting his employees and saying, thank you for all the years of service. And I said, wow, people really need to watch this show.
And I bet those employees are very loyal, because he takes the time to thank them. Because if you think about it, if it weren't for those employees, he wouldn't have a job.
Yep.
You know, if you're a business owner and you have employees, if you didn't have those employees, I don't care how much you're paying them, if they weren't doing the jobs that they are doing, you wouldn't have the luxuries that you have, the freedom that you have. So you really, no, you don't owe them. It's common courtesy. You should just want to do it. It should be a natural thing to say thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're absolutely right.
Yes. And I go to, and it's cultural, because when I think about the Chinese, the Japanese, Asian Americans, if you notice, their thank you, they bow to each other. You know, they do that as a symbol of their thank you for that human interaction, no matter what the interaction was. Good or bad, happy or sad, they acknowledge one another. What happened to us?
Exactly.
What happened to us?
And you're absolutely correct.
What do you think happened?
That's cultural. That's cultural.
Yes, it's cultural.
We started really, I think the value on human life has gotten bad.
Definitely.
You just watch the news.
Yes.
And you see how many, you just mentioned a story just a moment ago about people shooting their coworkers and what have you. But the value on a human life is in the toilet, so to speak. We don't, as a culture, to me, this is my opinion, everybody, we don't value human life. So, you know, if you don't value that life, why do you care whether or not you say please or thank you? You know, and it's sad. It is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very disheartening.
It is, and we have children coming up in this mm-hmm. new cold, detached way of communicating. And I think the heart is natural. The heart naturally feels a thank you. The heart naturally feels a please. So I believe that, you know, this is a learned behavior, and it can be unlearned if we just make a committed effort to do what comes naturally. And you know, maybe when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the sincerity of thank you and please versus an insincere, a not-so-sincere thank you or please.
Absolutely.
There is a
difference. there definitely is. Now,
yes
this is a good moment for us to take a short station break, and then we're going to come back and continue this very interesting conversation. So I encourage our listeners to please call in if you want to address a question to myself or Mel D, or if you want to simply share and get in on this conversation tonight and tell us what's on your mind. You can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio with Allie and Mel D. So please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We want to take this moment to thank all of our supporters, all of our faithful listeners, and most of all, we want to thank our sponsors, because without the sponsors, without the listeners, without our supporters, this show would not make sense, nor would it be made possible. If you are interested in sponsoring a show segment, please contact me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com or call us at 678-856-7603. Again, contact me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com or call us at 678-856-7603. And now back to our show.
All right, we are back, and if you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com, and I'm your host, Allie. And tonight I am joined by our executive producer, Mel D, and we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. So tonight we're talking about thank you, and we want to continue our conversation. Melda, you made a comment before the break that you wanted to talk about the sincerity of a please and thank you, because there is a huge difference. So what did you want to share with us about that?
Well, you know, when you say thank you and you're sincere, you actually show your upper teeth, your mouth. And this is something my father-in-law is, he's a retired dentist, and he talked about the power of your smile, because it actually is the window into your spirit. And for many, remember they say, they used to tell us as a child, let me see your teeth when you smile, because a natural smile shows your teeth. So when someone doesn't show their teeth, maybe it's because the smile is not sincere, they're not really feeling it, or they don't like their teeth. But, you know, you can fix your teeth. You can go to the dentist and whiten your smile, you know. But for the most part, when you smile naturally, your upper, it's, and look, I tell people, look in the mirror and just smile. Don't think about smiling. Just do a natural smile.
Right.
And then think about a situation where you don't want to smile, but you smile. And look at the difference in your face.
Right.
I did that exercise one time, not to say that I smile insincerely, but someone said, you're always smiling. And they said it like there was something wrong with me. And I said, but that's just who I am. I enjoy smiling. If I feel like smiling, I'll smile. They said, well, it looks weird. And I went, what about it is weird?
Right.
What made you uncomfortable? Well, no one smiles all the time. I said, well, I do. I love to smile. Now, if I didn't have that strong feeling about the power of the smile, I might have stopped smiling. Think about that. If
right.
I was a young girl, I might have started to develop a complex and not smile.
Exactly.
Perfectly.
Exactly.
So when you talk about the power of the smile, you have to examine, number one, can you smile and feel good about your smile, look in the mirror, and if there's something you don't like about your smile, we live in a time and an era, even now with Obamacare, you can fix that.
Right.
That's no longer an issue, your the visibility of your teeth. But you can't do a smile without showing your teeth. So if
right.
your mouth is closed, that's not a sincere smile.
Right. And you know
and,
what, I want to make a point about
yes.
when you're talking over the phone, you can
yes.
hear a person smiling.
You can hear,
you can
a,
hear
smile.
A difference. Try it, people. Those people who are in customer service,
that's
you can
right.
hear, you can tell the difference.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
You know, you make a valid point about the smile because you can even hear a smile. You don't have to necessarily see it, but you can
right.
hear it.
Right. You can hear a smile. And when you're visually looking at a smile, it's a natural human instinct to smile back. When someone
mm-hmm.
smiles at you, it's
right.
natural for you to smile back. So it takes much more effort not to smile back.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Yes, that takes a lot of effort. Then you need to get behind the psychology of why you are interfering with a natural human instinct. Why are you putting a stop to that smile? What is going on with you that
wow.
you can't smile back? And then, you know, and you know who's very good at this, and I don't want her to call me. I don't want her fans to call me. But sometimes there's that smile, like, leave me alone smile. And it's like a hee-hee-hee, and there's a famous, very well-known, I won't name her, but she's on one of the reality shows, and when she gets mad, she shows all her teeth, but now you look at her eyes, and you can tell that the smile, and she crops her head down, that's not a sincere smile. That's more
wow.
of a smirk. So there's a smirk versus a smile, and
right.
there's two distinct facial features and things that people do that send different messages. So,
right.
you know, sometimes the smile can be sarcastic. There are different types of smiles. But, again, like I said, when someone smiles naturally at you, you smile naturally back. And it
right.
takes a lot of effort not to do that. So we need to examine what is blocking our smiles. Is it how we feel about human interaction? Do we not feel good about ourselves? So that we can't feel good about other people? Do we have maybe issues with our teeth? Maybe if we got our teeth fixed, we can smile more. You know, what is interfering with you smiling and saying thank you?
Wow.
It's something to really think about if you're not someone who does it naturally.
You know what? That kind of connects to
yes.
making the point about the power of gratitude, because
that's
I don't
right.
know if you're aware that it has been scientifically proven that expressing gratitude can make you happier.
That's right.
And so that tells me that maybe someone who is not smiling is not, you know, grateful, or they
right.
have a problem
right.
as they're facing their everyday problems and challenges, you know.
Right.
They're more focused on what's wrong than what's right.
Right. That's right.
And so if we start paying attention to being grateful, you
mm-hmm.
know, that can be one of the fastest ways to being, you know, able to feel happier.
That's
you
right.
know. You know, happier people have an attitude of gratitude.
Right.
And, you know, expressing gratitude is one of the most effective ways to interrupt anxiety,
mm-hmm.
depression, or
mm-hmm.
anger. And
right.
it will help you take away, you know, take your attention away from unproductive thoughts. And it'll help you refocus on more constructive thinking patterns. So, you know, we really have to, you know, think about, you know, what are you thinking about? Because oftentimes you become what you think you are. Okay? Now, as for me, From the very beginning when, you know, I started, got the vision to start the blog, There Is Life After Layoff, I knew immediately that that was from God. So, you know, I didn't know how I was going to make it work, but you know, I had enough faith to know that when God led me to it, that he was going to get me through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, you know, I have been so grateful that God, you know, he first of all gave me the gifts, which was creativity and my ability to be able to express myself through writing. You know, and as a result, I feel so grateful that he even chose me. I feel like he chose me,
you know, to do this.
And, you know, and even in those times when I feel challenged, you know, because I didn't know a lot about the technology that I needed to be able to build a blog or you know, whatever. But in those moments, I was still, you know, standing on God and having the faith to say, you know, hey, you know what, let me just take a moment. You're going to get, you took me to this, you're going to get me through it. And a lot of times when I just took a moment to just decompress, walk away, and when I would come back and sit down to it, the answer would pop right in my head, and it was usually something simple that I was just overcomplicating the issue. So, you know, we have to really take a moment to reflect on, okay, yeah, there's something, nothing's going to be perfect, and I always say that, you know, he doesn't expect perfection, but he expects progress, but focus on what's right more than what's wrong.
Yeah, and you know, when someone's going through, you know, when they've had a traumatic experience in their life and they're still reliving that trauma, it's hard for them to find their happiness. Even, you know, as we talk about certain people as they're going through different life-altering events, they use this phrase now, it's pretty popular, I want to get my happy back because I'm not happy. So their whole physical... their facial expressions, just their whole aura just changes. And it's in this slumpy mood. It looks sad. And, you know, people can look at you sometimes and they feel that energy and they go, what's wrong? So if people are constantly coming up to you saying what's wrong, you got to examine your facial expressions and the energy that that's giving off. And it's really a door opener to I'm not in a happy state right now. So when you're not in that natural happy state, it's very hard to smile, a natural smile, a God-given smile. A God-given smile is a happy smile, and it's really involuntary. It's a natural a natural expression from a emotion. It's not a forced thing. It's natural, and people can discern naturally the difference. You know, you start getting into anthropology. We're not meant to be in this world alone. We're not designed that way. So we need that human interaction. We need each other's energy. We need to touch one another. We need to talk to one another. We need to laugh. We need to connect, and not all connections are verbal. So that's where a smile comes in. But when you say the word thank you, who knew you can do a whole show on the topic of thank you, you know? But here we are. It's very powerful, and it gets into the brain. It gets into the physiology of it. There's a lot that goes into that thank you, which to me exhibits the power it has. How some people have to dig so deep within themselves to find that happy space and to find a reason to smile. And I just think society, there's so much trauma going on right now. There's so many unresolved traumas. There are so many people that are depressed for whatever reason. And they don't have their happy. So part of the power of thank you is also trying as an individual to get your happy back so that you can do a natural smile and you can say thank you naturally. It doesn't, it's common. It doesn't have to be forced.
And, you know, I actually came across a wonderful, wonderful poem when I was preparing for the show tonight, and I wanted to share it with our listeners because I think somebody will be blessed by it. And the author is actually unknown, but I'm going to share it. And the title of the poem is actually called Be Thankful, okay? Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times, because during those times you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will be valuable lessons. Be thankful when you are tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for those setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings.
Mm, awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. You know what? We're going to post that on the ALR website. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful poem. And
yes.
It's something that can encourage people as they reflect back on what we're talking about. Because for all of those that are listening, we don't have anybody in the host queue for coming on air. But for those that are listening to the show, we got a couple of minutes. If you can quickly call in at 347-324-5246 and press the 1 so I know I can bring you on air. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on what we've been discussing, because as I just said, who knew we could have a whole show on the word thank you. And
absolutely.
And just look at so many different aspects of the word that we've covered today, and there's much, much more. But, you know, the power of thank you, we just want people to just take a minute and just think about it. And, you know, we do ask you, can you do something different in your day, activities, to say thank you more often, naturally?
Mm-hmm. Right,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, as I was talking about, you know, gratitude and creating happiness, there are some things that I came across that, you know, people can do to help, you know, foster that happiness, and it even relates to smiling more. And just to name a couple, remember to say thank you to everyone who performs a small courtesy, like opening a door, like you mentioned earlier.
Right.
Okay? Smile at every cashier, bank teller, busboy, and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Find a reason every day to say thank you to the most significant people in your life, which is, of course, your family. All right, a lot of times we take that one for granted. We don't say thank you to the people who are in our lives every day, you know. And, you know, we get so busy. But then this one is really important to me as a mom. Thank your children for doing their chores.
Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
A good one.
Yes, because a lot of times, you know, they just do them and what have you. I always make it a big deal when my children go above and beyond and say, you know, thank you, that blessed me, you know, what have
That's
you,
right.
To let them know that I recognize their efforts.
And it's,
you know,
teaching, too. You're teaching them.
Absolutely.
I have one. I just came back from New York on Monday, as you know, and I find it amazing. Do you know, as you're deplaning, the head flight attendant and the pilot comes out of the cockpit.
Mm-hmm,
he said, the pilot comes out of the cockpit and they say thank you.
Mm.
They're thanking you for the service, but you should definitely, without hesitation,
thank them for flying
thank
the plane
you
safely.
For getting you from point A to B safely. And it's
yes.
Perfect example of how we make things so common and we take things for granted, because
That
flight crew, you should be kissing their feet, thanking them. I don't care about autopilot and all that other stuff. No, the planes, yes, they do fly themselves, but at the hand of a man, at a hand of a woman, okay? And their job is to keep you safe. And so when we are in those situations and we don't say thank you, there's no gratitude.
Right.
There's no understanding how you in that moment are not totally in control. You have surrendered the control to some trained individuals.
That's right.
And
that's right.
The only control you have is the God within you to pray and keep them safe, to keep you safe.
Exactly.
So that, you know, because I knew we were going to talk about that today, I watched that in the airplane, how people are just so immune to being thankful of the safety
That's right.
In getting from point A to B. They take it for granted.
That's right. You know, and another point, this probably should have been on the top of this list. Start your day by saying thank you to life.
That's right.
Thank you, God, for waking me up.
Thank you.
You know, because you didn't have to wake up.
That's right.
There's some people who will not. And we do, as humans, take that for granted. We are not promised the next second, people.
That's right.
Seriously, in all honesty, we are not promised a thing. So don't think that your next breath is promised to you, because it really isn't. And I don't mean to sound, you know, depressing, but it's the truth.
That's
nothing
right.
is promised to us. So I am so thankful each morning I open my eyes, and the first thing I do is I drop to my knees every morning.
Exactly. You know, think about the people in the Midwest and Oklahoma and Arkansas who went to sleep but didn't wake up because the tornadoes came.
The storm.
And
they're
no longer with us, okay? So, you know, it's very profound. When you wake up in the morning, you have a lot to be thankful for, because so much in the dark could happen.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a God gift that you wake up. Yes.
Yes. And there's something that, you know, we can practice. You know, we can teach our children. Here's, you know, when your children are, you know, maybe not being nice, for lack of a better way of saying it, or they're, you know, being mean-spirited or not, you know, being obedient, I guess, you can teach them, excuse me, how to be grateful. And, you know, and there are times when your children might be having, you know, a meltdown or what have you. One way that you can diffuse that is by asking them to think of three reasons to be thankful when they're upset. And I am actually going to start implementing that in my home, because when I read that, I was like, oh, wow. That's
the
good.
Power of the question. Yes, very powerful.
That is good right there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because, you know, there have been times when, and then, you know, you don't respond to being upset with you being upset, because then that just adds fuel to the fire, and then, you know, you have this whole big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for what, right?
Right. That's right.
Now, I actually want to take a moment, because, you know, we always want to relate everything back to Scripture tonight, you know, on this program. And so I wanted to share a couple of key Scriptures, you know, relating to thank you. And before I do that, I actually want to say, you know, again, I thank God each and every moment that, you know, He has trusted me. And He's trusted me with relationships and the opportunity to work with people such as yourself and Doc and other people of our key people in our team. I do not take it for granted at all. So I'm so thankful for that opportunity. But one of the scriptures that I wanted to share was 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and that reads, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, in that scripture, Paul was simply saying, very directly, in everything give thanks.
That's right.
Okay? There are no exceptions, no excuses. Nothing is outside those parameters. In everything give thanks.
That's right.
And he is saying that no matter what happens to you in life, be thankful. No matter
what
circumstance, no matter what struggle, trial, testing, be thankful and give thanks. Thanks. No matter what the situation we are in, always find a reason to thank God. Okay?
Right.
And then there another scripture that I just simply love is Psalms 118:24.
Oh,
and
yes.
It reads, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. Mm-hmm. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And I'm going to tell you that this is a regular practice for myself and my children. Each and every morning when we're in the car and while I'm taking them to school, the first thing that we say as we're pulling out of the garage is, "This is the day that the Lord has made.
Mm-hmm.
We will rejoice and be glad in it." And to me, that, you know, and when I may not say it right at that point in time, my kids are like, Mommy, we didn't say this is the day, which is a great practice, you know, to get into with my kids. So growth work, everybody, pay close attention to your everyday journey and how you are showing or giving thanks. Make a conscious effort to say thank you to not only family, friends, and loved ones, but also to those people who may provide a service for you. And don't be in too much of a rush to smile and say please or thank you. Or if you want to take that, go ahead.
I want to add something for growth work. I want everybody to look in the mirror and just do a natural smile. Do a natural smile and then do a controlled smile and look and see what other people are seeing.
Right. Practice that. Make it a conscious effort. And, you know, if you want to take it one step further, you know, if you're in an establishment, how about take some time, a moment, you know, to report good service to a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Make someone's day, you know. Make an effort to be grateful for all that you have been blessed with instead of complaining.
That's right.
You know, people don't realize this, Melody, but complaining is actually a sin.
It is a sin. You should be contributing to how to make things better, not celebrating the failure. That's right.
Absolutely. You know, this is really, and like you said, it's so funny. Who would have thought we could do an entire program on thank
you? That's right. And we can still keep talking. There's much more to talk about. That's how powerful the words are.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
And so I say with a smile, and I know you can hear it, thank
you. Yes, I can.
For joining
thank
me tonight.
Thank you for having me. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Absolutely. So I am so looking forward to what God has planned for us. And so thank you for joining me and sharing this journey with me. And so as we close out another interesting episode of There's Life After Layoff, on behalf of the entire team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us each and every week. And I pray that you will continue to tune in. And so until next week, on behalf of myself, Allie, and my co-host for tonight, Mel D, we thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. people say on any given Sunday, there's always someone who's worse off than you. Now, there's no need for what is bringing you through. Freedom I have ever known has come from you alone.